So I'd like to go into assets, and that's a subject of much confusion because in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I said fundamentally an asset is something that puts money in your pocket regardless if you work or not. And a liability is something that takes money from your pocket. Going one step further, my rich dad said, an asset is something that feeds you if you have no money, and a liability is something that eats you if you have no money. So with that, there's three basic types of assets. One is a business that you build, and not an S business, a B business, so that I can walk away from the business if I'm a B quadrant person, and the money will keep coming in regardless if I'm there or not. That's an asset. The other type of asset is real estate, and that comes from buildings or land and things like that. And the third type of asset is paper, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Again, that equates back to the three types of income: earned income, which is income from your job or from the business, passive income, which is income from real estate, and portfolio income, which is income from stocks, bonds, and mutual fund. Each one is different, and each one has a different tax rate attached to it. The reason my rich dad said build businesses and buy real estate was very simply because I got the most money and paid the least amount in taxes, and my wealth kept going up. If you say to a child, go to school and get a job, that child will constantly work for 50% money. And the worst part about it is they're working but not building an asset. The reason you know it's not an asset is because you can't will that job onto your child. Whereas if I have a piece of real estate, I can pass that on to my children or my heirs. And that's the differences. So Diane, one of the biggest pieces of controversy that I got into since Rich Dad, Poor Dad is many people still want to argue, yes, 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 I know what you say about my house, but my house is an asset. You know, you say it's not, but I know it's an asset because it goes up in value, my net worth goes up, and when I sell it, I make more money. What do you have to say about that?
Well, that's a great point. I hear the same thing. And the fact is that people have that on their balance sheet when they go to the bank to get a loan, and the banker will view that as an asset. Of course, we have some question on whose asset it really is when the banker gets a loan and puts money in his pocket. But the fact is that there is some value there. Now, that value could actually become an asset if you sell it and you take that money and buy something else that puts money in your pocket.
Or you rent it out.
Or you could rent it out, or you could do a bed and breakfast, or lots of different things you could do with a piece of real estate.
I think the big point that we're getting at here is that accounting is fundamentally the definition of the words, the vocabulary. And if you start slurring the definition saying, well, sometimes this is an asset and sometimes it's not, then you get in trouble. So the big point, the reason my rich dad said what defines an asset is cash flow, then you're not making any questions. I'm not saying don't buy a big, nice house. I have a big, nice house. I love it. I just don't call it an asset. I mean, every month I got to get up and feed that big house. If I don't feed it, the government takes it away from me. And when people say to me, oh, well, you know, I don't have a mortgage on my house. Is it now an asset? It's still not your house because if you don't pay the real estate taxes on it or the upkeep or the, you know, the fuel, you lose your house anyway. So the point I'm saying here is that be clear in the definition. You know, be sure when something's an asset or a liability. A house can be either an asset or a liability. Same as a car. If I buy a car and I use it as a taxi and my income is greater than my total operating expenses, that car is an asset. But if I drive that car and it's costing me money, then that car is a liability. If I buy a boat and I use it for commercial purposes and I'm making money at it, then it's an asset. But if I buy a boat just for me to wheel around and look good on the weekends, that boat is a liability. So the point I'm making here is just be clear on the definitions. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And in fact, I wanted to add something too, Robert. One of the things I learned from you about accounting is that the key word in accounting is accountability.
That's
and
right.
I think people get disturbed when they hear, well, my house isn't an asset. My beautiful BMW isn't an asset. Well, that becomes difficult, and it's hard to be accountable to what truly is the definition.